Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh, saints.
Right. I love to hear that. I don't want to just thank you that are here in the sanctuary for being here. But also I want to thank those that are tuning in on iChurch in English and in Spanish this morning. Thank you for being here with us as well. Let's turn in our swords. And if you need a sword, we have ushers in the aisle that are providing that for you. Yeah, we do flash it on the screen and, you know, that's cool and all, but it's really good if you have something to hold on to and you know how to flip through that Bible yourself. Because if I told you to go to Nicodemus 1:3,
you won't go.
Some people are laughing, and they're laughing because there is no Nicodemus. But you need to know how to navigate yourself through the Word. You need to know what the Old Testament is, the New Testament. So I don't encourage you to rely just on the screen. I want you to see it for yourself and know where it's located. So let's go to Romans, the 8th chapter. And we're in a great season right now. Well, I believe when we're in Yahweh, we're always in a great season. But this particular point in time that we're at, where we are approaching Pentecost, or Shavuot, or Jubilee, 50 days after Passover. We do this every year. It is a Mo'edim. It is an appointed time that Yahweh has instructed us to acknowledge and look at, right? And we know that when we talk about the different feasts that we find in the Word, the different periods of time that we are acknowledging, or if you were a Yehudin or a Jewish person, you were celebrating, the Hebrew word for feast is Mo'edim. So it doesn't mean that we sit down and eat, but rather it is a time, that appointed time, a divine appointment, a time where we acknowledge what he's done, and we show up at that time every year to find the significance in what he's trying to show us and tell us. I believe that's beautiful because there are some different correlations. At every point in Yeshua's life, it happened on a Mo'edim. His birth on a Mo'edim. His death on a Mo'edim. And so when we look at that, it's not a coincidence. Because in Hebrew, there is no word for coincidence. And so these times that he has appointed, I don't know about you, but I learned something about that time every time we pass through it. So again, here in this month, we are passing through. We are learning some things. So Romans 8th chapter, the 8th verse. He is speaking to the church in Rome. That is what Romans is about. The Apostle Paul, or as we love to use his Hebrew name, Shaul. He's talking to the saints in Rome. If you know anything about Rome, it was a pretty it was a place of a lot of iniquity. What I mean by that? There's a lot of sin going on. I think we can liken Rome to be almost like our version of Las Vegas. What happened in Vegas? So they say, right? What happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, Romans had a kind of similar saying. When in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? So it was almost the same. If you're sinning in Rome, if the Romans are sinning, sin. Because when in Rome, do as the Romans do. When you're in Vegas, shut up, sin, and you don't talk about it, right? And they call it Sin City. Now, any city that you sin in is Sin City. So, Long Beach, Inglewood, Compton, you know, whatever's going on in whatever city, that's Sin City. But he was trying to express something to these believers in Rome. He understood that his audience was in Rome. He understood that his audience was challenged with a lot of the paganist views and the philosophies and all of those things. So when we're talking about identity, he wanted to impress upon the Romans their identity, who they are now. Because remember, those believers in Rome were converted, right? They had to believe on Yeshua and that they had to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, right? And so to those believers, he had to kind of, you know, express to them who they are. They are new creatures, right? Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have what? Become new. Guess what? You are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold what? All things have become new. Well, we got to kind of remind you guys who you're attached to. And so what Paul or Shaul was doing with the Church of Rome was acknowledging who they are. And for them to know who they are, they had to know who the Savior was. They had to understand who Yeshua was. And so when we go, and that was the same for Ephesus. So Romans, he says in the 8th verse of the 8th chapter, so then they that are in the flesh. So let's get this right. Because in this day and age, a lot of believers are grappling. Am I using the right word? What's the difference between wrestling and grappling? Is it the same? It's not much difference, right? Who's a professional UFC? Who's you gonna say something, bro? Joey? Who said it?
One is struggling, wrestling is in competition.
Ah! So one is competing?
Wrestling is competing.
And then what is grappling?
Struggling.
Wow. So I did use the right term. Struggling. We're struggling with what? The flesh. Many are struggling with the flesh. And he tells us there's a difference. There's two places you can be. You can be in the flesh or you can be in the spirit. There is no such thing as being in both. As a new believer, you choose. Like the song says, he made us free, but we have to choose to be free. If I open up the cell door and take the chains off of you, the handcuffs, if you will, today, and I say, you're free, you still have to walk out of the cell, right? You have to choose. The freedom has been created, but you have to choose to what?
Walk in it.
Same thing as the flesh and the spirit. You have to choose to walk in the spirit. He's provided the spirit, but you got to walk in the spirit. And you have to choose, am I going to walk in the flesh or am I going to walk what?
In the spirit.
In the spirit. And so believers have a struggle or a grappling with the flesh. To your neighbor, absolutely. Yeah, every day. Because sometimes y'all want to say some stuff you ain't got no business saying. You want to do some stuff that you ain't got no business doing. And we call that impulse, right? Because the flesh has what? Impulses, you know? Like, for instance, when I'm around chocolate, I have an impulse. I want to eat it. Even when I'm not hungry, I want to take it so that I can eat it later. You know, Mark, you were supposed to give me a donut this morning. I never got it. What happened? I just thought about that. I wasn't part of the message. I just thought. I never did get my donut this morning. It was chocolate too, right? Somebody took it. It was mine. Who took it? By the end of the service, I need to know who took my donut. But the impulse, when I see something that I want, the impulse is what? I want to get it, even when it's not good for us. Right? And it doesn't mean we're bad because we have an impulse. It's just the impulse presents itself. And then with the impulse presents itself, we have to decide which way we're going to go. Are we going to go for a flesh or spirit? Right? Because the lust, people think, oh, I don't know why these things are always presented to me. They're going to be presented to you as long as you're in the flesh. You can be 80 years old and still looking at a woman walk by. Okay, Apostle, hold up now. Slow your roll. But why? 80 years in the flesh, but, I mean, you know, in this world, but the impulse as a man is the what? He said, look, he said. And I got a question. I'm going to let you answer. Do you stop looking because you're 80?
No.
What'd you say?
Mother said no.
Okay. I'm reminded of one of the mothers that we had way back in the 80s. And this particular mother, Apostle, you know, he kept telling her, Mother, just serve God. She was over 80, right? I ain't going to name no name. She was 89, 79, going on 80. And she kept on saying, you know, he going to send me a husband. So he said, Mother, just serve God. And she said, there may be snow on the roof, but there's fire in the furnace. I'm saying that to say that we're going to be struggling with this flesh for a while. So 80, 90, whatever. As long as we're living, we're dealing with what? So in that dealing, you have to choose. Am I going to be in the flesh or am I going to be what? In the spirit. We may laugh, but these are serious choices we make. Because depending on what we choose, we can make grave mistakes. And so Yahweh's trying to help us, and he's saying, listen, they that are in the flesh, because in the Church of Rome, there were these heretics going around trying to convince the believers that had just been converted that they could still do and dabble in all of the promiscuity and the things that they were doing and still be a believer. And the Apostle Paul, Shaul, was trying to tell him, no, you can't. You're a new creature. You know, you got to choose to be in the spirit. And so even today, we have to deal with the same thing. We have to choose. So when they that are in the flesh cannot what? Please Yahweh. Ninth verse says, but ye are not in the flesh. This is a new thing. You're not in the flesh anymore, but you're in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of Yahweh, what? Dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Mashiach, he is what? And our whole thing about identity is that we want to convey that we belong to him. We want people to know that when they come in contact with us, we're different, right? There is a change. Some of you grew up with homegirls and homeboys and people that knew you the way you were. You partied with them, right? You smoked with them. You drank with them. You, what? You did stuff that showed you to be in the flesh. You did fleshly stuff. And some of y'all were the ringleaders. You were the ones that, you know, the party didn't start till you walked in. You were the one that got everybody started. I think Steve was one of those people.
Yes, I was.
You was. I saw him bust a move last week. I said, okay, yeah, he was one of those. But we have a new thing going. Now, if any man have not the Spirit, he's none of his. Go to Ephesians. And this is a theme that we have to deal with at every level. Ephesians, the first chapter. All right. And in this, we're trying to stress who we are in Yeshua. That we choose the Spirit. That we choose the supernatural. That we choose him and not the flesh. We've been made over. Old things have passed away. So the first chapter of Ephesians in the first verse says, Paul, Shaul, an apostle of Yeshua, Mashiach, by the will of Yahweh, to the saints which are at Ephesus. And Ephesus was another point of struggling. And to the faithful in Mashiach Yeshua. Grace be unto you and peace from Yahweh our Father and from Yahushua Mashiach. Now, when you see Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible or Lord Yeshua Mashiach, we use the Lord part establishes his deity and his connection with Yahweh. So in the Hebrew, that would be known as Yahushua, right? And it shows Yeshua's deity and connection with Yahweh. So Yahushua Mashiach. Third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of Yahushua Mashiach, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Mashiach. Okay, four verses, and we keep what? Reiterating who it is that we're acknowledging and who we should be what? Connected with. Who is our new point person? See, there is a statement in business called the POC. Does anybody know what that is? Point of contact, right? Who is that point of contact? Where are we getting our instructions from? So when we were in the world, we had a POC. We were getting our instructions from the enemy. See, some of y'all think that you was in control of your life. No, you wasn't. I mean, the enemy made suggestions and you went right ahead on with it.
Go to the party.
I think I'm going to go to the party.
Wear the red dress.
That's right, huh? I do look fly in that red dress.
Open the front just a little bit more than it's made to open.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Don't you think that it's a little too loose? Tighten it up.
And all that time you thinking that you thinking. But the enemy's giving you all those thoughts and ideas and suggestions, and you like going along with the flow. Right? And so that was the point of contact. But now we're saved. Hallelujah. And old things have passed away. So the Holy Ghost is the point of contact. So now when we get dressed,
you know, you really should wear something that's not going to distract from the worship and praise. You don't want to wear anything that is going to cause somebody to stumble.
Praise Yahweh. And you put it on. Holy Ghost, put something on. Holy Spirit.
You know, daughter, it's a little too tight. Go find something that's more appropriate for my house.
Praise Yahweh. It's a different point of contact. See, it's quiet in here. Oh, well.
I was about to speak to y'all like that.
It's quiet in here because it's the truth. But many times we,
daughter, it's a little too tight. You want to wear something that's not going to be a distraction.
Well, that's all I got. I don't feel like watching and picking nothing up, and I ain't got no money to buy nothing else. They're just going to have to see me as I am. I'm not responsible for their struggles. That's their problem. Somebody had that. Somebody said that. In response to the new POC, the Holy Ghost. See, you telling the Holy Ghost, but the Bible tells us abstain from the very what? Appearance of evil. The word tells us not to do anything that's going to allow our brother or sister to what? Stumble. Wow. But do we listen? So here, he's trying to reestablish, hey, it's about you. It's about Yeshua. It's about this new life. It's about newness. It's about attaching yourself to who you are today. You're brand new. And this is your new point of contact. And so fourth verse says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. What? In love. He's making a statement to us that just being what we want to do and doing what we want to do is not acceptable. We have a responsibility as the new creature that we should be holy. So how can somebody say that it don't matter? I'm going to just come the way I am and do what I do, and God, he's going to accept it because they're walking in the flesh. They're not in the spirit. Because the spirit says, according as he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, separated, and without blame before him, what? Five. Having predestined us, destinated us unto the adoption of children. Meaning now we are his what? Children. He has what? Adopted us. Say, he's adopted me. Tell your neighbor, he's adopted you. This is a new family. When you are go through an adoption, you are brought into a brand new family, a brand new circle, right? And he says, we're his children by adoption, by Yeshua Mashiach, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Wow, don't that sound good?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Have you embraced that?
Yes.
See, a lot of times we look at adoption as like a thing that's not genuine. In Yahweh, He brought you in to his family. And he has provided you with all the inheritance, just like you were a family member from the very beginning. Do you know who you are? Have you embraced that? That you've been adopted into a new family? And you've got love, and you've got inheritance, and you've got blessings, and you're not the same person that you used to be? And he loved you so much that no matter what you went through before, he cleaned you up, brought you into a brand new situation, let you start all over again, fresh, brand new, and bless you. And even if you spent 40 or 50 years away from him, with the time that he has with you, he's going to restore all that time back unto you because he loves you. That is what we call the good pleasure of his will. And 6th verse says, to the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the what? Beloved. And let's go down here, 13th verse. In whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit. So you're in the family, you're brand new, and to top it off, you got a seal of approval. You have a seal that identifies you as his child. He's in the family. He's entitled. Because we just read, he that has not the Spirit is none of his. Now we read that you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So as we approach Pentecost, our identity in Yeshua is that we're saved in him through his blood. And the other step is that we have to be sealed with the promise of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's a two-piece. It's two parts to this. And some people think, well, I'm just washed in his blood by baptism. Hallelujah. And that's it. No. You're missing the second component. And the second component is that you must be sealed with the Holy Spirit's seal of promise.
Come on.
You got to put a stamp on it.
Yeah.
Right? Anybody see those seals to make it official? You can have a certificate, but you got to have a...
Purple seal.
Somebody said purple seal. Hey. You got to have a seal on it. You know? Just like if you married, really kind of like the seal is putting that ring on it. Right? But some people like to run around without the ring because, you know. Say it again. Keeping options open. That's what the minister said. But this identifies, when you see a wedding ring, it identifies you as you take it. You belong to someone. Oh, but when you got the Holy Spirit seal of promise, it means that you belong to him. Right? And I like to reiterate this as we go through this time because it's like we got to remember that the Holy Spirit is something special that identifies us and we need to be operating more in the Spirit. So to those that have the Holy Spirit, you need to do more in the Spirit. You should not be at the same level you were a year ago, 5 years ago. You should have risen. Every day really is supposed to be an elevation. Every day we're learning more and doing more in the Spirit. So go here. Acts, the first chapter, the second verse. The Holy Spirit of promise. Holy Spirit, seal of promise. And so, as we approach Shavuot, Pentecost, Jubilee, that moment where the Holy Spirit fell on this earth as promised. I love this verse chapter in Acts. And the first verse, the second verse says, Acts 1:2, until the day in which he was taken up, talking about Yeshua. After that, he, through what? Okay. I need to paint this picture for you. Yeshua was buried. He died. And he was resurrected on Passover. Right? Resurrection day, 3 days after Pesach, Passover. He did that. And then once he was resurrected, he reappeared to the disciples for how long? 40 days. How did Yeshua, after he was risen and resurrected, how was he able to reappear and walk among the disciples for those 40 days and teach them and guide them? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Get this, the power that resurrected him from the dead allowed him to move and talk and teach for 40 days after he had done it. Wow. So that power of the Holy Spirit, Yahweh, not only resurrected, but it sustained him and it allowed him to demonstrate the power of that, not just that one day. Come on, come on, come on. Not just that one day, not just on resurrection day, but he was able to appear unto them for how long?
40 days.
Tell somebody that's power. See, we don't always talk about that part. It says, until the day which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto his apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive through the Holy Ghost. After his passion of many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of Yahweh. And being assembled together with them, still in his glorified state, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you've heard it. Oh, so he told them, don't go nowhere. Don't leave. This same power that's allowing me to be resurrected and walk among you and teach you, you're going to get it. Come on. Carolyn got it. She said, huh. That same resurrection power and that power that was moving in Yeshua and allow him to teach these guys and to instruct them for 40 days. He said, don't go nowhere. Wait for the promise of the Father. There's something in store for you. But it's only in store for you if you say that again. It's only in store for you if you
wait.
And y'all got a problem with waiting. You know, see, in this day of microwave, fast food, drive up, snap your fingers, instant information, computers, cell phones, Wi-Fi. We got used to getting everything
our way
when we want it. There was a commercial back in Have It Your Way. Who was that?
Burger King.
Oh, y'all had it your way, didn't you? Have It Your Way.
So we don't want to wait. We're in a world of Federal Express. No disrespect to you that work for FedEx. Or you, but you want it next day. Priority. Used to be first class. Amazon Prime. I want it right now. And if you can't do it, I'll get somebody who can. That don't work in the kingdom of Yahweh. You see, it says in his time, he makes all things beautiful. He knows when it's time. That's what faith is about, saying that I'm going to put my trust in you. And Yahweh, I believe that you will come through. And when you do, all things are working together. All things. It's not, it may not happen right now, but I know you working it. And you know what needs to be worked. You know who needs to be worked. You know what time it needs to come through. See, I can only think, but I don't know the beginning from the end. I'm not the Almighty. I don't know the Alpha from Omega, the B, the A to the Z that I left to the top. I don't know that. But I serve a God that knows the beginning from the end, that knows the left to the top. So why am I putting my trust in myself? I should be putting the trust in the Most High God because he knows. So he said, wait. And anytime, see, if Yeshua say wait, that should be the end of it. See, faith, and this is the part people don't get, Minister Watt. Faith is waiting. And many of us, we get excited. We get impatient. And so when it don't come as fast as we think, we jump out and we go do something under our own power. Well, if you do something in your own power, you got to maintain it in your own power. Because he said, that's not my thing. That's not the thing I have for you. That's the thing you went and fetched for yourself. Yeah, I permit, you know, you just went ahead. I just said, okay. But had you just waited for what you had asked me for in the first place, I would have come through for you in a way that you could have never imagined. But you did not wait for me. You was in a hurry. You had to go. You had to have it. I told you I was going to provide that husband for you, but you would not. What? I told you I had that wife for you, but you would not. And you went and picked up the first thing, smoking. And then you're like, oh, God, help me with this woman. That's not the one I have for you in the first place, but. You went out there and hooked that up. Tell your neighbor, help us. Wait for the promise, which he said ye have heard of me. And fifth verse says, for Yohanan truly baptized with water, but you are going to be baptized. See, that ought to tell y'all something. Oof. Get down here. They told the camera people told me to stay up here, but I don't want to. That ought to tell you The water is just one step. Yeah, John, Johanna, he baptized with water. That was a step. But you're going to be baptized with something else. And if I could kind of paraphrase the same thing that has raised me from the dead and has me walking here with y'all 40 days, it's the same power that I'm going to send on you. That's a promise. The Holy Ghost, not many days hence, sixth verse. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again? They're trying to figure it out. Seventh verse. And he said unto them, it's not. And he said unto them, stay in your lane. Mind your business. It's not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put what? He's, I'm going to move when I'm going to move. And you don't need to know the time or seasons. Just do what I said and wait. And if you wait, you're operating in faith. And if you're operating in faith, you're pleasing me. Eighth verse says, but I tell you this. You want to know something? I'm going to tell you something that you can know. You gon' if you wait, ooh, you ooh, and I wish he could say, ooh, you shall receive power after. Somebody say after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And see, with that, see, I told you, you can't don't leave Jerusalem, don't go nowhere until you get this. And then when you get this, you're going to be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and everywhere. Everywhere you go. In all of Judea and in Samaria and in Inglewood and in Compton and in Long Beach and in the Valley and in Atlanta and in Texas and in Africa. Come on, everywhere, to the uttermost parts of the earth. If now you know somebody packed they did they have bags back then? They packed their tent and camel, and they was like, "Well, you know, we've been waiting a while. Let me just go get on." Tell you, everybody said, wait. See, some of y'all packing camels and bags. And he told you to wait. He has something for you. See, when these other folks in here tell you to wait, I get you, I understand. When man, you know, tell you to wait, we have problems with that, haven't we? We're not talking about man here.
No.
We're talking about Yahweh himself. Yeshua wrapped in flesh. Holy Ghost. And when Holy Ghost say wait. Tell your neighbor, you better wait. Amen. Somebody needed to hear that this morning. Because see, you guys got some situations that's going on. And it hasn't completely manifested. You know, but sometimes we got people who say just because it hadn't happened when they wanted to happen, see, he didn't do it. Well, when a person says, see, he didn't do it, that means there's no faith there. No, the faith is not existing. See, you knew you were going to say that before you even asked him for the thing. Because a lot of times we want to prove that, well, he ain't listening no way, you know, so you're not even speaking it in faith. I'm telling y'all something. If you really want something, you better speak it in faith, believing. If you ain't got faith, keep your mouth shut. Shut up. If you don't believe that you serve a God that's able to do abundantly, exceedingly above everything that you could ask or think, shut up. But if you believe that he can do anything, if you believe that he's able to do it, then open up your mouth and say, Yahweh, I believe. I believe what you said. I believe what you said is true. And if I believe, I'm going to wait. If I believe, I'm going to wait. If I believe, I'm going to wait. Come on. Come on. There's nothing wrong with waiting. He's going to be worth the wait. It's going to be worth the wait. It's going to be worth the wait. So we don't get all excited. We don't get all messed up. What we do is praise him until it comes. That's what we do. Trust him until it comes. Wait, 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 wait. Because then he tells us in another verse, they that wait upon Yahweh, he will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings. Come on, y'all. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not. Hallelujah. Oh, Father Yahweh, we trust you. We believe you. You told us they that wait upon Yahweh, you would renew their strength. You would renew their strength. We're waiting, Father Yahweh. We're going to wait on you. Whatever the situations are that exist in this room, we're waiting on you. So right now, Father Yahweh, some of us in the waiting need our strength renewed. That's not a problem for you. You're renewing it right now, Father. So for there's a near renewal of strength. Strength is here. Those that are running, he says, go ahead, run. If you stay in me, if you trust me, you won't get weary. Hallelujah. And you walk, you're going to not faint. So we trust you. We believe that your word is true, Father Yahweh. There are some of us here that are trusting and believing for specific things, Father. But you told us in your word, he is faithful that promised. 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 The one that promised is faithful. So you are faithful to your word. You're faithful to your promise, Father. So what we want to be as fathers, we want to connect to that. And we want to be in faith because you're faithful. You're faithful. You're faithful. You still give us opportunities for redemption. You still give us opportunities, Father Yahweh, to experience your mercy and your grace and your love. So right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, some of us need to be mounted up on wings of eagles. We mount up right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. We mount up right now. We mount up. We mount up. We might have been tired, but we gonna mount up. So we trust your word. We trust your way. We believe what you say. We're standing. We're believing. We're in faith.
and we'll wait. So we thank you and praise you, Father Yahweh, for what you have done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're gonna do. And we trust you. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. 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 Keep your head bowed.